Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
NASCAR went into the weekend with a lot of optimism about a new event they have been preparing for years. They took over the streets of Chicago for the first ever NASCAR street race for the Xfinity and Cup Series. The track was 2.2 miles in length and it consisted of 12 turns. The Xfinity Series race was first on Saturday and it got to the first 25 laps when the race had to be postponed until Sunday morning due to rain. And unfortunately, there was a huge downpour on Sunday morning and they had to get the Cup race in later that day, so the Xfinity race was called three laps short of the halfway point. Cole Custer in the 00 car was in front at the time the race was stopped, so he was declared the winner of the first ever Xfinity race on the streets of Chicago. Then the Cup race was ready to go as the weather cleared up heading into Sunday afternoon. All the regular Cup drivers were buckled up heading into the unknown, and there was one outsider who was making his Cup Series debut. It was New Zealand driver and three-time Supercars champion Shane Van Gisbergen in the Project 91 car for Trackhouse Racing. Project 91 is a program Trackhouse Racing owner Justin Marks thought of to bring drivers to compete in racing series overseas to come to America and compete in NASCAR. And in his Cup Series debut, Van Gisbergen held off the rest of the pack in the final laps to win in his first ever NASCAR Cup Series start at the Chicago Street Race. Van Gisbergen became the seventh driver in the NASCAR Cup Series to win in his debut, and it was the first time it happened in 60 years when three-time Indy 500 winner Johnny Rutherford won his first ever Cup Series start at a Daytona qualifying race in 1963. NASCAR will return to the Chicago Street Race in 2024, and they will head back to Atlanta Motor Speedway for the second time this season with the Xfinity Race Saturday and the Cup Series Race Sunday. That's it for your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Colton DeBias.